ZLK, K4WCO.
CL, N4ZLK. Good morning, John.
In my time zone, but maybe you're somewhere different. Good afternoon. Shane, I haven't talked to you since you went on days. I was just driving down the road. Lori and I are heading down to Easley. Was wondering how you were doing.
Well, first of all, good morning, Lori and John. And yeah, it is afternoon. Time got away from me. Doing good. Adjusting to the day schedule, but basically my whole day's shot. I leave at 6:30 in the morning, and last night I didn't get home till almost 9:30. That was a little unusual. Shouldn't be that long every day, but I'm doing good. I hope you guys are well.
We both had COVID over the last couple weeks. Kept Lori out of work for a week, so we get to spend 13 continuous days up here, which was kind of nice because neither one of us were, you know, deathly sick. Just a couple of days we were, you know, kind of feeling a little rough, but then we went home for 2 days and came back up Thursday. But back to normal this week. Not going to know how to handle a 5-day work week at home. But other than that, everything's good. I bet you had to go out and buy you a new pair of sunglasses now that you're amongst the daylight dwellers.
I'm sorry to hear about the COVID. I actually saw something about you guys not feeling well on that chat group. And I didn't realize you'd stayed up here that long, but I hope it was. Hope you enjoyed it. Might have been a little cooler up here down there, but no, I didn't have to buy a new pair of glasses. I've got a prescription pair since I wear glasses, and I just got to pull them out since they've been sitting in the case, not being used for a while. I mean, on the weekends I would use them if we go out, but yeah, they're on. Well, all day long now until I start headed home when it starts. Yeah, I think I'm feeling a little better, resting a little better. It's easier to sleep at nighttime. I do miss the fellowship, you know, the ham radio community that I had down there on the way down to Georgia, but I am sleeping a little better.
How's that new grandbaby doing?
Because I noticed my HT battery is getting low. I'm going to go to the big radio. I'll be back in just 1 second.
CL.
N4ZLK. The new grandbaby is doing great. We're actually going over to see him here in just a little while. Finished up the bunk beds I was working on for the older two girls. And just getting them loaded up in the truck. We're going to take them over and set them up for them.
Okay. You were working on that, I think, the last time I talked to you. I think you were off for the week and then transitioning over to the day shift. Now, are you running local, or do you run up to a different city every day, or what do?
Local. Had to get out and deliver bulk stops now, back to what I was doing back when I first met you, running around on the same route. Kind of go over in the Easley and Berea area, start out over next to Donaldson Center, south of Greenville, and delivering a few bulk stops that, you know, too many packages to fit on a package car on a smaller vehicle. So it's not that bad. It's just getting used to lifting. Some of those packages are, you know, 70, 80, 100 pounds or more. Not very many of those, but just, you know, 150 boxes at one stop, 50 at another stop, you know, that kind of thing, and getting out and having to be physically active again. And then I'll make trailer swaps around town. Some of them are the same businesses that ship out a lot, so it's all local. The local city traffic, you know how that is. And yes, these are the bunk beds I was working on. They were supposed to be last year's Christmas gift, but it was kind of the idea was given to me 2 months before Christmas. And I don't have a shop, and I don't have a lot of power tools, which I'm fine with that. Kind of wanting to learn and get used to hand tools, doing it the old way. So that's kind of why it's taken a long time. To work on it a little bit at a time when I get a chance.
All right, man, I would think somebody ships 150 boxes somewhere, that would all be palletized and shrink-wrapped and, you know, worst-case scenario, taken off with a hand truck, if not a forklift. So, I didn't figure that you old UPS guys did that much physical activity, but I guess I was wrong. Wow. Yeah, you probably lost 5 pounds already since you've been working that shift. And these bunk beds, is this something you made from scratch, or did you...
As far as the bunk beds go, it was, yeah, kind of from scratch. I looked up dimensions and ideas, kind of look at different designs, and then put together my own thing. Basically bought some construction material, 2x4s, and, you know, those hand planes can really make things look nice, so... I'll have to show you a picture. I'll send you a picture of what they look like. It was just kind of my own working it up, you know, plans, but based on dimensions that I, you know, looked up. And you have the number of packages. So when I deliver to a place, generally it's coming from all over. It's not one shipment, one bulk shipment. They've ordered a bunch of different parts and pieces from different places, and so they all come in at the same time. When I pick up, like there's a business I pick up, they shipped out 4 trailers yesterday, so I had to swap out 4 trailers worth, and they were all on pallets, but they're not all going to the same business, so they get divided up. When we get them, they get broken down and sent their different directions, you know, some south, some north, some west, that kind of thing. So we don't usually handle LTL freight. It's more multiple pieces that are going all over.
Say you're right there on the edge of LTL freight. All right, well, I may have to pick your brain a little bit about those bunk beds, because we're talking about building in the lower level of the house. You know, that's where my shack is. But I've got a pretty large room down there that right now is just kind of storage. All my tools are down there, and just, you know, when we don't know where to put something, that's where it goes. But I'm thinking about walling it off, because right now you just kind of go down the stairs, and it's one big open room. My shack does have a door on it, but I've been thinking about walling it off and building a bunk room for the kids, maybe 4 bunks. And a TV and, you know, whatever stuff kids like, game console, whatever. So I may have to get some ideas from you.
Well, I will tell you, unless you have a nice shop where you can whip something out pretty quickly and you know what you're doing, it might be cheaper just to go buy some bunk beds and put down there. Cheaper and quicker, that's for sure. I enjoyed it. I like working around, messing around with wood, and I'm trying to get more proficient at it, again, with the hand tools, the old school way of doing things, and the more you do it, you know, the quicker you can get at it. But again, I didn't have multiple hours at a time to work at it. It was, you know, an hour here, an hour there, a weekend where I could spend a few hours out doing things, and that's kind of why it took long, and I wanted to take it slow and not try to rush something and mess it up. But yeah, anytime I can show you and tell you what I've learned and what you might get into. And again, it might be quicker and cheaper just to go buy the stuff, buy the beds already made.
Candy and I have a good assortment of tools, power tools, framing gun, and an air compressor, and all that jazz. You know, and that's something I'll have an abundance of coming up here in 6 months. It's time. So I think I may build them. I kind of have an idea. You know, I'd build them, frame them out of 2x. I don't know. I was thinking maybe like 2 full-size mattresses on the bottom, 2 bunks, and then 2 twins on the top. We'll see. I got plenty of time to think about it. But anyway, well, we have successfully made it through Pickens. And I think I told you we're heading down to Easley. We're going to get lunch at Old Silver Bay. And Lori and I's anniversary was last Sunday. And that was the day I was probably feeling the worst. So we're going to go have our anniversary lunch today. And then headed over to Hemrick's. Just because when we're in Easley, that's what we do. So maybe we'll catch something good on sale. Who knows?
Anniversary, first of all, I think I saw that on the group and I forgot to mention it. What is that? 50 years for you two? I know you're getting up there. It's probably not. She's probably not old enough, but you know I'm joking. But also, yeah, there are multiple ways of building bunk beds. I kind of wanted to make them kind of something they could hopefully pass down. Not saying that you wouldn't do that, but you can also, you know, if you have a room that you're just going to frame it up really quickly, I mean, it can be done. I just took my time and tried to make it, you know, like a nice piece from Grandpa, or from Pops, as they call me. So we'll see. We're going to go set it up today. They're excited about it. They've seen the bits and pieces. I don't think the girls have seen the finished product yet, but I know they're excited about it. So we're looking forward to that, and I hope you enjoy your dinner. And you do sound a little congested, by the way. You sound like you're still getting over stuff.
ACL? Yeah, I still got a bunch of junk coming up out of my chest. And, you know, even Lori, she's 2 weeks now. She's still coughing a little bit. You know, last time we had what we thought was COVID, I wouldn't call it COVID because COVID wasn't really COVID back then. Back in January of 2020, we were both sick before COVID was COVID. And Lori went to the doctor, and they tested her for the flu, and the doctor was kind of astonished that she didn't have the flu. So she sent her home with a Z-Pak and some steroids and said, I don't know what you got, but it's a bad upper respiratory infection. But we both had lingering coughs for like 3 months after that episode. Now, I think that strain is probably worse than this one. This was more just like a bad cold. I did have a fever for a couple days. I felt kind of out of it. Just laid around, lounged around on the couch, which, you know, not a bad thing. kind of enjoyed the rest and relaxation. But, yeah, I definitely can tell hearing my own voice that I'm a little nasally and not 100% there. But we're back to exercising and all that good jazz. So that's kind of how I judged that I was feeling better when we got back out there and started doing our exercise again.
Those things can linger on. I had a similar thing in 2019, December. It's when our youngest son got married. 2 days after he got married, I just got hit with something, just a real deep cough, and basically had it for a month and a half. Went to the doctor two different times, and they said, well, you don't know what you have. You've got some kind of virus. So we all know what it was now, but I did have something similar, but not quite as bad, just a few weeks ago. And that's the only two times in all this time that I would say I probably had the old COVID. But anyway, it's here to stay. I think it's just going to keep coming back every year in a little different form.
You're absolutely right about that. I'm glad we didn't get the jab. I know a lot of people that are regretting that now. But in any event, it didn't kill me. So you had COVID before it was COVID too. I did not know that. But, you know, I don't feel bad. And I didn't miss any work. You know, I tested 5 or 6 times. And I was negative. Even when, you know, I was testing when Lori was sick and I wasn't feeling anything really. And then when I started feeling really bad, I tested a couple more times and was still negative. And I just got tired of sticking them cotton swabs up my nose. So I just figured, well, whatever I got, you know. Whether it's called COVID or not called COVID, I'm still sick. And, you know, so I stayed away from people for a week. But, yeah, I guess now I have antibodies. I can give up the hand sanitizer. I keep a bottle of hand sanitizer in the truck. Lori keeps one in her purse. Anytime we go to a restaurant, we're always hand sanitizing.
It's probably not a bad idea, but it is what it is. Got to deal with it. And I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad to hear you this afternoon. I need to run because I got to get this stuff ready and so we can get loaded up and go. But it's really good to hear you. Please tell everybody hello down there. I'm texting Richard every once in a while and called Baker a couple weeks ago and talked to him for a while. So gave him the good news that he wouldn't be bothered by me anymore at nighttime for a little while anyway, unless something changes. But I hope you and Lori have a good meal. Glad you're feeling better, and enjoy your day. And one of these days, I keep threatening it, but one of these days we'll get together with you, you and Lori and Beth and I, and have you over. Be good to do that. John, good to talk to you. Say hello to everybody. K4WCL. See, I almost forgot your call. N4ZLK. Have a good day.
Send me a picture of the bunk beds. I'd like to see them. And I meant to comment a couple overs ago that, yeah, that's kind of neat. That is something that the kids will remember that, you know, Grandpa made for them and could become a family heirloom there. So make sure you carve your John Hancock or your initials somewhere in there. That'll make it even more special. Yeah, best to you and Beth. And, yeah, it might be after we retire and we live up here full time that we can actually get together. But we'll have to do that. And we're in Easley, so we're just about here at the restaurant. 7-3, there's a Clemson game tonight, so I got a feeling Easley traffic's going to be no bueno, as they say. K4WCL.
Hear you, and I will definitely miss talking to you guys more. Now that I'm back on days, I don't hear anybody anymore. Every once in a while, I flip over to the repeater, and I can barely hear some activity going on, but I'm too far away. N4ZLK, 7-3.
Radio in your truck now? Same truck?
I'm keeping one in there. Not haven't exactly nailed down which vehicle I'm driving yet. I've had to switch a couple times based on what's needed, but I'm trying to figure that out. But I definitely have one with me every day.
You listen to?
The truck I was in Friday actually had a little bit of trouble hearing it for some reason. I was driving another one for a few days and seemed to do okay. So I'm not sure what if it was just conditions or if it was maybe the grounding or possibly the coax that was in that truck.
About giving you a call last week when I was up here all week. I never did, but now at least I know where to call you. All right, Jay, I'll let you go. 7-3. I enjoyed it. K4WCL.
And Miss Lori, you guys have a good day. N4ZLK.